At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. The PGA Championship is underway in Delaware County, and it's expected to infuse the region with money and a lot of golf fans. The tournament is projected to bring more than $125 million of economic activity to Newtown Square and the vicinity. Golf is just the start of a season that will see the Philly region brimming with sports. Six World Cup games are coming, along with the MLB All-Star Game. PHL Sports Executive Director Larry Needle says this is the biggest run of events he's ever witnessed.
When you think about the stretch that we have, I'd venture to say that it may be the best four-month stretch of sporting events that any city has ever seen.
The first half of the week has been practice days for the world's best golfers. Competitive rounds on the links start tomorrow and last through Sunday. A new education scorecard report finds math and reading levels in most New Jersey school districts are still down due to lasting impacts of the pandemic. Sean Reardon, an education sociologist at Stanford's Educational Opportunity Project, co-authored the report.
We can provide better educational opportunities and more equal educational opportunities, but we haven't been doing that very effectively over the last decade or so.
Only a handful of Garden State school districts are ranked as districts on the rise in the report. Finally, staying in the Garden State, police in New Jersey are trying to figure out who shot a man with an arrow in Woodbury, Gloucester County. It happened in a wooded area near the 400 block of Cooper Street on Sunday morning. The 65-year-old victim was treated at the hospital and is expected to survive. Authorities say this may have been a targeted attack. Outside right now in Center City, Philadelphia, fairly cloudy skies, still sunny-ish though, 72 degrees and breezy. Clouds come rolling in later on in the afternoon, and they stick around. Then around 11 o'clock or midnight, that's when we see a chance of showers develop. Those showers look to be lasting through much of the overnight hours. Then tomorrow, patchy sunshine for your Thursday with highs in the mid-60s. It's WHYY.